Hi everyone, welcome back. This is Jordana from drinkitin_Jordana. I'm so glad to be here with you today. If there's any time you want to sponsor a class, please contact Share Enjoyment. It's a wonderful opportunity, the chut, to sponsor for refuah of somebody you might know, for a yeshua, or an aliyah of a neshama. You could do that as well. Really a wonderful opportunity. We're in the middle of a series called What's the Connection? So we're looking at the connection between the parasha and the Haftorah, but it's not just finding that initial commonality between the two. What my goal is to dive and dig deeper to get a better understanding of the two. It's been an amazing, Breishit Shmos, we're coming towards the end of Vayikra, an amazing feat that I've been able to do. It's been challenging from one week to the next sometimes, but it's very rewarding. So this week's Torah portion is Parshat Emor, and Haftorah is from Yechezkel. So what is the initial commonality, the common thread between the two? And that is of Kohanim. But what's interesting is if you look at the Haftorah starts off in a very interesting way. It says, and the Kohanim and the Levi'im. And the question is, like, Emor is talking about Kohanim. All of a sudden, the Haftorah is mentioning the aspect of Levi'im. And we all know that Kohanim are from Shevet Levi. They are. But they do have their own separate roles. And that's what I wanted to look at, about what's the difference between the nature of the Kohen and the nature of a Levi. And then perhaps we could get a beautiful message come out of it of the connection between the Parashah and Haftorah. So when you look at the nature of the Kohen, besides the fact that we talk about him as a man of kindness, the Kohen is a giving person. The idea in reference to the service in the Beit Mikdash, in the temple, was to draw down Hashem's godliness to the people, right? That was supposed to be, when you looked at the Beit Mikdash, you looked at the service, it was like the closest you could come, so to speak, to having God in this world. And that was the Kohen's role, to draw godliness from above to this world below. And hopefully in that sense, we're filling in with the people with this love and all Hashem. But on the other hand, the nature of the Levi is more of one yearning to go higher. So it's not coming from above coming down, but rather the Levi was coming from below and going higher. Their service was about singing and playing music, which then would create within us, down below, a desire to get closer to God. So our souls want to rise and yearn and become closer to the source. So again, the Kohen is about bringing a view of the Avoda, so we're bringing Hashem down into this world, and the Levi, through their Avoda, was to, in order to bring us up to Hashem. So the difference between these two services is that when you draw godliness down to the people, you do inspire them. And for the moment, we experience that sense of closeness. You see it. You feel it. Wow. However, when the inspiration wears off, has anything changed? Perhaps people just go back to their old ways, their habits. But on the other hand, when you create a yearning, like the lady does with the music and the singing, within the people, us down below, and it stirs something within us that we want to now achieve and get closer to God, you hopefully are causing a change in who we are. And that is an everlasting change. So again, the Kohen is bringing God down. It's great to see it. Wow, what an awe. But yet what the Levi accomplishes through what they did, they were hopefully able to, in the end, inculcate change within the people. So right now, the job of the Kohen is to draw down godliness down to the people, and that hopefully when Mashiach comes, it won't be necessary because the world is going to be filled with godliness. And the job of the Kohen then would be to create a sense of yearning, like the Levi was doing, to become even closer to God. So being that it's not in the nature to do that, God will give them the attachment of Levi, and so that they will then make that become part of their nature. So the Parsha is talking about the actual Kohanim, but yet the Haftorah is talking about the Kohanim in the times of Mashiach, in the times of when it's not enough just to be the Kohen role, but rather it has to be the Kohen with the Levi role in order to bring that attachment closer to us and for us to yearn more. So let's review a little bit, okay? So when we give to Hashem, it's with our passion, our pleasure. There are different mitzvot that talk about giving of the first. You have the mitzvot of challah, bikurim, that's showing that Hashem is our primary source and our passion. And through those, like a mitzvah, let's say challah, we will hopefully demonstrate our goal to connect to Hashem, and then hopefully we will then encompass this all, this full circle of the role of the Kohen and the role of the Levi. So again, the parasha is talking about the Kohen. Kohen is one that brings Hashem down here. Levim, typically their role is to bring us up there. And then the Haftorah demonstrates us that there'll be a time when we're going to join the two together. And when it's the Kohen and the Levi. And so that will invoke change within all of us. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of deep thought for today. If there's something you want to comment on, please feel free to reach out to me. You could reach out to me on Instagram if you have Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. You could email me at jbarachov@gmail.com. Or, you know, I also have a podcast. If you listen to podcasts, look up Drink It In the podcast, getting ready for season 11. Whichever shape or form, feel free to reach out. Looking forward to hearing from you, and have a great Shabbat.